You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello and welcome into the Starcastic Remarks Studios. I am Ryan Chambers. I am the host of Starcastic Remarks, and along with my two brothers, who will join me here in just a second, we are the official Dallas Stars podcast of the Hockey Podcast Network, and this is the PGR for game number 4 against the Pittsburgh Penguins, where the Stars win in overtime. Shootout with a final score of 2-1. And anyway, guys, thank you all for tuning in, and we'll bring Chris and James in on this. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing much better now that we have 2 points.
That feels a lot better. The only thing I don't like about this game is that we didn't win in regulation. It would be nice to win a game in regulation for once, but I'm not fully complaining. I'm like only half complaining because, you know, going 2-2 on a four-game road trip to start the season is not all that bad. So
four games and six nights too. That's with a back-to-back. So that's a tough road trip, and definitely. So we were kind of in the dumps a little bit yesterday, and then looking at the win today, really turned it around. We're 2-2 after a really tough road trip to start the season, probably one of the tougher schedules to start the season in the league, and we did pretty decent. So very happy with the road trip overall. And just to get straight to our first topic, I think Foley puts away the whole scare of extra time this season. Seems like it's not going to be an issue at all. And the guy doing it tonight, the guy who I said would make a big difference, Alexander Radulov.
Yeah, and very big deal about that. And, you know, it was a little hard to see him in the first, in the second period. And he wasn't all that noticeable. He was a little bit noticeable. But that third period, he came alive. And he was just like, you know what, we're not losing this game. And then he ended up putting the game away for us and allowing us to win in shootout.
They all did in the third period. It was a great third period by the whole team. I'm amazed that we didn't score. We should have scored 2 goals that period at least. So really, really love the way we played the third period. It's just so frustrating. Like, why do we have to go into the locker room and have a speech before we decide to play better? I don't understand it, but it's always the way that this team is. So
it is what it is. I'm eating a Sonic burger right now. It's disgusting. They put onions on my burger. I just got a big old whiff of onions.
I did too.
Extra onions.
Okay, well, if you guys have any questions for us at all, make sure you leave it down in the chat wherever you're watching from, whether it's Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, even on Twitter. Just let us know anything that you would like to ask us or anything that you want us to bring up and talk about. So anyways, what else do you want to talk about this evening other than just the play of Alexander Radulov?
So the breakup of the top line finally came in the third period, the period before they finally started looking good again. We've been saying this from the beginning that we didn't think Ben Sig and Radulov should be on the same line. And finally they're broken up, and it looks like all three of them play amazingly better. And Jamie Benn looks tons better on the center role. So I don't think it's rocket science.
Not to mention right now, Ben also has the highest percentage on the faceoff right now, I think, in the league.
Yeah, he's crazy good on the
crazy.
Dot right now.
He's actually leading the league in faceoff percentage right now?
He was in the third period.
Yeah, really? Wow. That's,
I mean,
super
like 64 70. Tonight. I think he had 73 last night or something like that.
He had 75 last night.
Yeah, so he's crazy on the dot right now. So, and he looked way better in the flow of the game when he was actually playing the center role too in the third period. So hopefully that stays. I have no idea why Jamie Benn last year just decided he was a center, but just go with it. I don't care.
You know, speaking of players that we didn't expect to fill certain roles in the way that they have, how I know, you already know where I'm going with it. Christian, you want to eat your words a little bit? How about Mr. Yes. Michael Raffel, man? Where does this guy come from? I don't understand. I mean, I'm not complaining whatsoever because he's the only guy that's really scoring, you know, efficiently and consistently right now in the first four games of the season. Talk about his play a little bit.
I will eat 75% of my words. So
not 76.
I still don't think he looks great handling the puck in the offensive zone, but man, he can finish. That's two great shots and two great goals that he's had. So full props to him. He's a great shooter, looks like, right now.
Hey, I really don't I really don't care about all the carrying the puck and stuff. If he's scoring, that's all I care about right now.
Yeah, because we got plenty of guys to handle the puck. So,
right. Yeah. Bob Dude, thank you for tuning in. I love the play from Raffle. He's going to be great. I agree with you, man. I don't know if this is gonna he's going to be able to keep this consistently over the course of the season, but it's definitely a nice, wonderful surprise here at the beginning of the season when – you know, a lot of the big guys are not scoring goals.
Yeah. Small sample size, but it looks good. So,
yeah, and even in, I think it was the Philadelphia, right? The Flyers is where he came from.
Yeah. Correct.
I think they were saying he had four games where he had multi-point nights, and he already has a multi-point night with us. So that's really encouraging to see. Yeah,
four
already.
Games in, like, his whole tenure there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not just last season.
His whole time.
Well, I mean, the pace for multi-point nights with the way he's going so far would be insane. There's no way he's going to keep that up. But
yeah,
you know,
probably not. But
here was a random thought that I had, and I don't know if you guys would agree with this or not. But who are the most effective offensive players right now in your opinion? Because I've got Raffle. I've got Peterson, and I've also got somebody else as well. But if you had those two guys, who else would you put with those two guys to make, like, an offensive line? You know, to try and get us more offense to go.
Did you say, Fox? I couldn't hear you. Those are weird audio blurt that went on.
Yeah, James, I think that was your mic, bud. I muted you because it was going off bad. But anyways, what would y'all think? I just said Peterson and Raffle, and just throw those guys together because they seem to be doing a lot
absolutely.
Of the offense.
Absolutely, Foxa. Fox is leading the team in points. He has 4 points. He's playing great. Another assist tonight. He had 4 hits as well. He had 4 shot blocks, and he had a shot on goal. Save or face-off percentage, 64%. Foxa looks like one of our best players right now. Like, he does not look like a fourth-line guy. He looks like a second-line guy on both sides of the puck, offensively, defensively, and his defense isn't suffering at all from his offensive production. He looks crazy good, like all the graphics that they showed in the whole game. So I totally agree with what they said during the game, Razor and Josh, and yeah, he looks amazing.
And Razor continues to pull all the analogies out of his butt where they're just like nowhere. What was the one that you tweeted or that you texted us, Christian? I forgot what it was. Which one was it?
Oh yeah, he
the Flocka or something?
Yeah, it's not a flock of penguins. It's a I already forgot his lesson. Let me go look at my Twitter real quick.
Okay, so while he's looking that up, again, I'm just going to pull up the whole Fox Peterson thing. Peterson got robbed. On that one shot in the third period, absolutely
robbed.
Yeah,
he didn't elevate it. Yeah,
I know he didn't elevate it, but still, that was a great up. Damn it, Christian. I had to stop everything to make sure that I could
it's not a flock of penguins, it's a raft.
Okay, Bob Dude literally just said that. I'm just now saying that. Sorry, Bob. Anyways, guys, how about the play of all three of those guys, Peterson, Raffle, and Foxa? Just all three of them, because they are our offensive weapons right now.
Real quick, before we talk about that, how are we talking about this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody in the world saw this coming.
No,
that's insane.
Not at all. Yeah. Nobody did.
And I think if I may add a fourth in there, Heiskanen has looked really good in the last two games offensively. So it even with the absence of Klingberg, he's looked really good in the past two games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where's he at on the points list? Yeah, he's number 3 on the points list right now with 3 as well. So tied with Raffle. So he's been really great on the offensive side. He's had a couple slip-ups on the defensive side, which is really, like, they've been turnovers. Like, not defensive mistakes, just, like, bad puck play or just tripping over his own skates, which is weird. But on the offensive side, he's looked great.
It's just weird because, you know, it seems like the guys who went out and were signed in the offseason or, you know, made a move this during training camp to come in, all the new guys are the ones that are doing all the scoring and all the really important stuff for the Stars right now. I mean, I know we talk about Rafa and we talk about Peterson, and we've also talked a little bit about Glendening and the goal that he made. That was a great shot. But how about let's talk about the real big, you know, giant signing right now, which, you know, a lot of Stars fans didn't like the signing of, but now it seems to be paying off, is the signing of Braden Holtby. I mean, he looks like a full-fledged number one, at least right now. He looks like the full-fledged number one goalie that he was when he was in Washington, and that's exactly what we needed. And for the price that we got him at, it looks like an absolute steal, and Jim Neal looks like a genius right now.
Yeah. Again, it's a small sample size, but it's early in the season, so we're going to over-exaggerate everything, and y'all are just going to handle it. He looks like a Vezina guy right now. Like, all three games, he's been dominant. Not an easy goal has gone by him. He might have made a mistake with a one goal that went in tonight where he kicked a save that he didn't technically have to, but he was trying to break up the play. Just unfortunate that he kicked it right to the other guy. But he well more than made up for that with the other saves that he made, especially in the second period. So, yeah, he's playing out of his mind. I hope he keeps playing like this, because if that's the case, he's the number one. Like, we don't need a Hudobin if Holtby's going to play this good. But I don't expect it.
So, just to throw some stats at you guys. Right now, he's played three games. He started three games. He obviously had to come out of the one game that it should have been his win. But he had to come out because he was dehydrated. But this is just his stats, not his win-loss stuff, because he's 1-1. But he has made 94 saves. He's only allowed 5 goals in 3 games. So that's a 1.75 goals against average and a 947 save percentage. That is freaky insane. And I know, again, it's a small sample size, but the fact that he's putting up numbers like that, which, you know, we saw the numbers in the preseason, but again, it's preseason. But now we're seeing it in the regular season, and it's really making a difference for this team. If we didn't have Holtby, that we'd probably be 0-4 right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, with the way we won the two games that we won, that's definitely true.
NFL fans, hungry for a big win this week? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has got you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, it's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long, with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code THPN, bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win. With the promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years of age or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And so I'm just really glad that that signing happened now, at least. At the time, I didn't. I hope Ottinger's doing okay.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've seen his stats down in Texas, and he's just destroying the AHL.
It's not even close, man.
So, anyways, the goaltending looks solid for the Stars right now. And
yeah, and with us having three great goaltenders, because Hudobin looked great in his relief for Holtby and in that game that he started too, let's not forget. But with us having three goaltenders who are all playing crazy good right now, we really should expect a goalie trade at any time during this season, I think. So right now, since Holtby looks like the solid number one, likely not him. I'm thinking it's still Hudobin is the most likely, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's either one of those guys.
It won't be Holtby. There's not a
right now, at least maybe looking not, now, but yeah. What if Holtby, yeah, you don't know if Holtby's going to slow down or not, but if Ottinger keeps playing that good, I don't know how long you can keep him down there, honestly, especially the trade value you could get for a guy like this on a rental. Tough decision. But I would just be on the lookout for a goalie trade.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then where does Hudobin go? What place would need goaltending?
No idea right now. It would be near trade deadline, I assume, and it would just be some kind of rental thing for a good team that needs a goalie. So, like, maybe Edmonton. I'm still not convinced of their goalie situation. But
Mike Smith has actually looked pretty good and pretty decent at the beginning of the season. I know he's 40, right? I think he's 40 or something like that. But goalies don't have to skate, so he can just sit there and do what he needs to do.
I'm not convinced he can take him on a deep playoff run, but, you know.
Well, he did it for Arizona back in the day. Now, that was a long time ago, but still. Anyways, guys, let's pull up some of the stats, and I'm just going to throw some stats at y'all. And I think this has a lot of storylines in the game, and it continues for the Stars. But one of the things I want to talk about is the block shots. And according to the stats, I really feel like that there was a lot more than this. But the block shots for the Stars, the Stars double them up, and they block 16 to the Penguins 8. So that just goes to show you that the Stars are sticking with their game plan. They're sticking with their defensive style. And at least tonight it paid off.
Yeah, lots of great defense by our forwards this game too. It was really great to see all the back checking. Coming back and helping the D-men when we're stuck in our own zone. The Penguins had a decent forecheck going on, but in the third period it was non-existent because guys were coming all the way back. I saw Jamie Benn come all the way back in our zone behind the icing line to help out the D-guys when we were stuck in our zone for a little bit. So, yeah, really great defensive play by the forwards. And that's really what the block shots show. The majority of the time that's going to be a forward up on the point making that block shot. So that's what that stat really tells me mostly, is how well the forwards are playing defense.
And just a side note real quick while I'm thinking about it, what I really appreciated about the Stars, and forgetting about the second period, but the first period, they came out aggressively on both sides of the puck, defensively and offensively, and that was something that we missed in the back-to-back of both games. You know, you might expect that in the second game of a back-to-back, especially because it was a matinee, but you know, we didn't see that tonight. There was a lot of aggressive plays.
And it wasn't like we were just throwing the body around a lot. It was aggressive on the puck. So there's a difference between just throwing your weight around and going after the puck and really fighting for the puck on puck battles. So, and that's what I saw, more of the second option, which is what the Stars need to play. They don't need to play the big body game. We need to play get the puck and get as many shots as we can towards the net because, Lord knows, they don't go in very often.
Right, exactly. Let me run down a rabbit hole for a second, because I was a little frustrated because I kind of mentioned it. What's the correct word to say? How frustrated were you with the second period? I felt very frustrated with the second period based off of the first period, and then also seeing the third period and seeing how it went. I know the third period wasn't as eventful, but the Stars had a lot of chances in the third period compared to the second period. They played, like, I wouldn't say 80%. I'll steal your number, Chris. 75% of the time in their own zone. And I just found that frustrating to watch because they didn't spend any time in the offensive zone in the second period.
Yeah, I mean, I think frustrated is the right word, too, because we played so well in the first period, it felt like we should be doing much better. But, yeah, I agree.
I mean, I'm going to be honest here. I fully expected them to be worse in that second period, like just like what happened. It's happened the past three games. It feels like every time we get to that second period, we just get outchanged every second. And my theory is that we're just old and can't skate, but I feel like this year it's going to be common theme to see that we're going to be losing most second periods.
That's a fair point, yeah.
Okay, so... I mean, it didn't hurt us tonight because we won it in overtime. I'm like, goodness, a shootout. I keep saying overtime. We won it in a shootout. But we can't continue to play like this and expect to win games like this, in my opinion. Is that fair to say, or is that not fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, they're low-scoring games. But it's because our top guys aren't producing, too, and we don't have Robertson and Klingberg. I know those are just two guys, and they shouldn't be that important. But if you look at the stats from
Robertson was number two in scoring last year.
Exactly, but we don't think about it that way. But he is. Robertson's number two. I think Klingberg's number three in points. So it might not feel like those guys are that important to our offensive production, but man, they are. So And for us to go 500 on a 4-6 road trip to start off the season, I know we scraped out these wins, but we don't have our offensive guys in from last season. So it feels like we did what we needed to do when we don't have the offense. And that's a big part of that's to Holtby.
You say that like we can't win these close games, but like that's all we did the season before last. Mm-hmm. That was like our staple. We won those close games every single time.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's really why it was such a rough time last season for Stars fans watching us lose every single one of those close games.
Yeah, and that's how we lost last season too. That's how we missed the playoffs last season. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. So. Maybe we just have just enough clutch guys like Haskinen and like Radulovin now that we can scrape out those one-goal games, hopefully.
I just really would like to still see more offense. And obviously, I mean, one goal a game is not going to get it done. And that's what
Welcome
we've done
the
past
Dallas
three
Stars
games.
Fan Club.
But it's just frustrating to look at all the guys on this team, and yes, I know we're old, and yes, I know we rely on some guys that are older, but we do have younger guys that can score. I mean, yeah. Garionov had opportunities tonight. He did, and he didn't cash in, but he did have some opportunities tonight. Hintz, I put this on Twitter.
Hintz played a great third period.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he the last minute of the first period, we had three chances. We had more chances in the last minute than we did in the entire period. And that's what led right, and that's yeah. what led to the raffle goal. Exactly. You're right. The Hintz was the setup man for that goal to exist and to happen. So I did appreciate that. How do we get more offense out of this team? And we can't expect it to get it from the guys we are right now. Michael Raffle is not gonna score 20 goals, 30 goals.
I think Hintz and Garionov, they're trending in the right direction already. They got three shots on goal each, as well as Peterson as two, and that's what he's expected to do. Peterson's not supposed to be just a two-way guy. We brought Peterson in because he could score, so he's doing his job too. I think it's just going to be time, and then I know I keep saying it, but we've got a lot more points that are on injury reserve right now that are coming back really soon. So just hold off for those guys to come in. And if we keep this defensive mindset and those offensive guys come in and put up some points, we're going to look really good really quick. One more thing about Hintz and Garionov, too. They have to play to score goals. Hintz has 12:48 time on ice. Garionov has 11:39. Garionov started on a line with Glendinning and Caro, which is ridiculous.
I don't get that.
That is idiotic. I don't know what Bones has. Some kind of vendetta against Garionov, but he's got to put it behind him and just play Garionov. But even Hintz, he's not played enough. He needs to play more. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, Garionov only played 11:39 tonight, as did Kivi. And I mean, they're among the lowest. And
they looked really good, especially like we said at the end of the first, in the whole third period. All three of those guys looked really good. A lot of Stars looked good in the third period. To be fair,
they did. Yes. But, you know, the surprising statistic behind all this, if you're looking at the time on ice, which I'm sure all three of us are right now, look at Alexander Radulov's time on ice.
Yeah.
21 minutes and 46 seconds. That's insane for a guy that's 35.
Yeah, and he notoriously takes long shifts, too, so we got to remember that.
Yeah, he does. He does. That is true.
One more thing before we leave the stat sheet for the Stars. Glendinning has another terrible game. I don't know what is up with him right now, but he takes a penalty. He has one shot on goal all game. Faceoff percentage of 20%. And I said it in games previously. When your big selling point is that you can win faceoffs,
you got to win faceoffs.
You're losing that many faceoffs. You're going to be benched is what's going to happen. Like, if Robertson comes back right now, I'm keeping Caro and I'm benching Glendinning.
Yeah. Really?
Yes, Glendinning looks terrible. So he does not look good at all. Even that goal that he had, like, yeah, it was a decent shot, but, like, you kind of expected to score there too. So
my only thing to rebuff that, and I don't disagree with you, in the faceoff circle, he needs to be better because that is his main staple. He needs to be winning faceoffs. But look at Pavelski. When he first got here the first year, he was it was rough. It was extremely rough, and it was terrible. And it took him until the playoffs to actually come into his own and figure it out how he could have a role in the Stars and fulfill that role. And he figured that out. Now, I think just Glendinning needs some time. Now, unfortunately for him, we don't have that kind of time because this year is it. This is the year. If it's not next year,
everybody.
I know. But like, especially with Pavelski and Brad Radulov gone, we're going to have a ton of cap space. But this is it. And he needs to be able to figure it out more quickly, in my own opinion. Yes,
I mean, I kind of understand that. But for Pavelski's play style, it matters more about him understanding where the people around him are going to be. Because if you think about Pavelski, he doesn't score goals because he has great stick handling or great speed or he has a wicked shot. He scores goals because he puts himself in the position to score goals. But for Glendinning, he has to win faceoffs. It doesn't really matter what the guys around you are doing when you're winning a faceoff. Like,
yeah,
just win the faceoff.
And just to add on to that really quick, he doesn't look very comfortable defensively right now either. And I think that's what's making it worse and why we're saying more on the faceoffs even more. Because even when he's defending, he doesn't look great. He doesn't.
He's not showing upside on that side either, yeah.
All right, let me leave the stat sheet real quick because we still got about 5 minutes before we got to try and wrap this up. But one thing I was really frustrated with still continuing on from this game was the dump and chase. I felt it was better, but I wouldn't say it was good. Is that a fair assumption? What do you think?
In the second period, it sucked. There was no chase. It was all dumb.
I even thought in the first period that it was still not good enough to where that's how the Stars score their goal is forechecking. And if you can't chase the puck, which is half of dump and chase, then you're not going to score goals.
The first and third, I thought their forecheck was very good. And I thought that's how they were getting scoring chances a lot of the time too. So I understand how it can be frustrating, but I don't mind it that much, and I thought it worked out well for them, other than the second period, obviously.
Yeah, and I think the nicer thing this game is that we did see them try to just skate into the offensive zone with the puck more, too. It wasn't just dump and chase the entire game.
Yeah, it was still mostly dump and chase, but we saw a couple times, especially with defensemen, like Lindell carried in a couple times. Haskin carried it in a lot. Fox did a couple times as well, so when guys are confident with the puck, I think that's when you let them carry it in. But, I mean, if you're not feeling very comfortable stick handling the puck, I'd rather you dump it in than give a juicy turnover in the neutral zone.
All right, going back to the stat sheet real quick. Sorry, because this was another telling thing. No power plays for either team tonight. Yeah. So,
and there was plenty of chances for each team, too. Right. I don't know what was going on this game. The refs just took a game off, I guess.
So here is my, I guess my conclusion from looking at that stat in particular. If we leave special teams alone for the most part, if we stay out of the box, we can probably do well 5-on-5 against most of these teams.
Yeah.
Fair assumption.
And if
fair
we stay
conclusion?
Off the power play,
that's how we lost last game.
Right. So I'm not sure if that's really the right conclusion, but tonight it seemed to work, and it seemed to be okay. A couple more things before we kind of wrap this up. I still want to see more offense from the top six guys. We're still not getting it.
Obviously. So it looked better in the third period, though. You gotta look at that upside and see it was totally there. We should have scored in the third period. The only reason we didn't is because Jari was insane.
Props to Jari. That he would look fantastic
overtime,
in that third period.
He was incredible. One of those guys definitely would have had a goal in those last two frames.
Yeah, the Penguins definitely have a secret weapon sitting there that no one knew.
Yeah, their GM looks like a genius trusting in him, especially after last season from what happened in the playoffs. He looks great right now. And a couple more things before we wrap it up too. We got to go back to good things. Faceoff percentage, even with Glendinning not just being bad, he was atrocious. We still win the faceoff battle 58-42.
Yeah,
that is being fair.
and also, it was nice to see that the faceoff percentage didn't just plummet after the first, second period.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's another good thing.
It's the first game that I think we had the face-off lead the entire game. So.
And 58-42 looks outstanding, but for this season, honestly, that should be like par for the course.
The norm.
We should be winning 58-42 every single game. Because our like face-off guys are great. Like, except for Hintz, and I guess Glendinning now, they're all good. And the hits, somehow they're 38-32. So,
seven hits.
So, my theory of scores fluctuating wildly from building to building still holds up great. So, I'm happy about that. And somehow giveaways are only 1-5. There was way more giveaways than that.
Well, and see, that's one stat I don't understand. It's like, what's
giveaways
the difference?
And takeaways is the worst stat in hockey. It's terrible.
Well, so what's the difference between like a giveaway and a takeaway and a turnover? Is there any difference or are they the same?
I think like a giveaway is like on an intended pass, and a takeaway
so
is
like
you take it off their stick.
So like the Hintz pass from, was it the Senators game? I can't remember if it was from Saturday.
That's a really specific
Sunday.
Thing with very little context.
Well, the Roope Hintz, he was responsible for two, like both goals that they scored. I think it was the Boston game actually, and he passed it straight to one of the Boston players. It was in the first period.
That sounds like a giveaway. Okay. I'm not for sure.
Well, either way, okay. So James, when's our next game? You're our official person.
Friday against the Kings at 7:30.
Finally back home, and finally a game later than 6 p.m.
Yeah, I know that will be nice for me, because you know, with me,
I was watching this game in class. I'm not even gonna lie.
You know, I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. I might or might not have been glancing at my phone while I was at rehearsal tonight. So, you know, just kind of slightly peeking out the phone, looking in my pocket, looking to see what was going on. And I might have screamed a little bit when Radulov scored the shootout goal. That was beautiful. Amazing.
So nice to see.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that. What an amazing goal. That was incredible. Forehand, backhand, cookie jar.
And you know what? That doesn't even count as a real goal, which is unfortunate. I know. That's so unfortunate. So, anyways, guys, anything else that we really need to mention that we haven't mentioned from the Stars' standpoint?
Bench Glendinning.
I think it's too early. I think it's too early for that. But I will say, we need the lines to go back into the blender again and figure out something. And the Ben Sagan Radulov line needs to be a thing of the past, and that needs
to
be gone.
Ben needs to be center. That's got to be
put. I don't care if Robertson is not here. Put him as the third line center, and that will give him opportunities to be more effective with maybe a little bit less ice time, and he can throw his body around a little bit more because he won't be expected to be on the ice as much. That's my saying. So, anyways, guys, anything else? Is that it?
Nope, Bench Glendinning. That's good, I think.
Okay.
Let's score more goals.
Yeah, Dallas seriously.
Stars fans mantra for all eternity, apparently.
That would be nice for the past 5 years. Anyways, guys, thank y'all once again for tuning in, whether you're listening to the live stream here tonight or you're listening to it on the podcast side the following morning. Thank you guys for listening in, and we want to thank DraftKings once again for sponsoring us. Make sure you use the promo code THPN each time you go to their app, and you get a special little offer from them. Once again, along with James and Christian, I'm Ryan, and we will catch you guys on the flip side. We hope you'll have a fantastic and wonderful evening/morning if you're listening to the podcast.